This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yet another walk-off win for the Milwaukee Brewers was the call of the game brought to you by Nissan Northeast. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com. Today, the Red Sox lose again. 5-game losing streak. Andy Hart here, Ted Johnson, ready to break down what it feels like, hopefully, is a bottoming out for the Boston baseball team that is now incredibly 9 games behind the Yankees in the AL East, dropping like a stone. Ted, that was their 15th one-run loss of the season. And I actually kind of count last night's loss as a one-run loss because it's a walk-off. So even though it's a grand slam and the other 3 runs scored, the one run is what did you in. Another game filled with young players making young player mistakes. Christian Campbell with a throwing error coming to the plate when he probably should have just turned a double play and played for the tie there in extra innings. Rafaela with a base running error, Jaron Duran with a drop, and then a great catch to save Chapman. There was a lot to get to. I feel like Ted Johnson because I have a notebook here with just chicken scratch all over it. None of it good for Alex Cora's baseball team. And then before we come on the air, we listen to Will Fleming talk about he looks down in the dugout in Milwaukee and he sees body language and hanging heads like he hasn't seen all season. This baseball team is in a heck of a lot of trouble, Ted.
Yeah, but no doubt, absolutely. It feels like the lowest point of the season for me, at least. The record would indicate that 4 games, yep. You know, under 500. But it just feels like recently there's been a shift of expectations. If you listen to, you know, Red Sox players talk, or just, you know, guys that cover the team, Will Fleming's of the world, Lou Merlone's, it feels as if they are shifting their expectations from obviously what it was to begin this season, which was a playoff contender, to it's a young team and we got to have not patience, but it's a young team. And so therefore we should all understand that this team is going to have need patience. So that's what you got. I mean, you got 3 rookies in the lineup. You got 2 or 3 guys that are just in their second year. So all of a sudden, I don't know, it just feels like maybe since the Alex Bregman injury that this team all of a sudden is void of veteran leadership big time. And that's probably what if I'm those guys on this team right now, I used to do this, Andy. I would just look around my defensive meeting room when I was playing, and I would just look back and I'd look at our secondary and I go, Man, we got Ty back there, Asante. You know, I'm feeling Rodney. I'm feeling pretty good. I look at the linebackers, and I'm like, man, we got Mac. You know, we got five Raves. I think we're good there. And then I look at my D-line. I got Seymour, Ted Washington. And the point is, if you look around that Red Sox dugout, there's not they don't have studs at different positions and at all levels. They have a lot of young, kind of inexperienced guys, and it is showing big time right now. So this just feels like the low point of the season. They have a day off tomorrow before they start a three-game road trip with the Atlanta Braves. And I don't know if it's going to make much of a difference, but the feeling is, I think, in the what people are anticipating is that big news is going to come tomorrow in that day off, that maybe Roman Anthony is coming, what, to save the day? I'm not so sure, but that maybe significant changes will be announced tomorrow. We will see. But, yeah, just a gut punch. I mean, 15 one-run losses is as bad as it gets, buddy.
Yeah, Stiz, I think we have that audio of Will from the broadcast today on WEEI teasing maybe something coming tomorrow that could alter the energy and makeup of this team, if you can roll with that.
Don't you feel like tomorrow is a huge day in this season, off day? Feels like a reset is needed, and I think could be a pretty dramatic news day.
So, you know, that the positive would be Roman Anthony, and I'm all in. Yeah. I said it the other day. I'm ready to go all in on the youth movement, and it's funny, Ted, because you just sort of painted the picture of your Patriots locker room and your position room and things of that nature. And you look at this team, they don't have leaders because they just don't have any veteran players. They have Trevor Story, who's, you know, in a hellacious slump. He did what you've wanted them to start doing. He bunted today, sacrifice bunt. First time in a decade for him.
How about that?
That is amazing. I got to tell you, that right there for me is leadership.
Yeah.
Because I know people say, well, I mean, if they told him to bunt, he's got to bunt. I don't know. They told Rafi Devers to play first, and he said no. So I don't necessarily assume a 10-year veteran who hasn't done it in 10 years is going to do it. He did it. That's a step in the right direction for them. But I don't know if it's Story bringing the young guys together or if it's one of the young guys. But it's almost like I'd want a team meeting of just when Anthony gets there, and I do think Anthony is going to get on a plane and be in Atlanta with them. But when Anthony gets there, Campbell, Anthony, Meyer, Narvaez, even Hamilton, and just say, listen, F it. We don't know what we don't know, right? We're not all supposed to be up here. This was supposed to be a different season with a different team with Casas and Bregman and these guys. But guess what? We're all we got, as Joe Judge would say. We are now all here. So let's just go out there and have fun and try to play young, athletic, exciting baseball. Let's make we don't know what we don't know a good thing. Right, like we're going to make some rookie mistakes, but let's just, you know, kind of the cliche, let's make them at 100 miles an hour with effort, with energy, like with our heads held high. And if we F up like Campbell did today, which he rushed a throw to the plate, he didn't turn his hips and he yanks it up the first baseline. But let's just go all in, put it all on the table. What do we have to lose? We're 9 games out with the plan they had coming into the season. So what are we going to be in last place? We're almost well on our way there. So, and I almost feel like the young guys, the big three, I feel like they need to lead this team right out the gate starting tomorrow, Friday, and this weekend in Atlanta.
I mean, interesting. And I don't think we've heard any reports, at least I haven't, that they've had a team meeting. You got to use your team meetings sparingly. You can't go to that well very often.
It's not June yet. It's not even June yet, Ted.
So do we want to do the team meeting now? It's or save it for later. But it probably would justify the way what we've been seeing right now. But the only thing is you just, to me, that's that your team meeting kind of bringing the guys together. I don't know. They go out and just have a rip it up tonight. Have a good time. I don't know what they got to do. But it's really Rafi Devers. He's the leader of this team, bud. He's the one that makes all the money. He's the one that should be leading that charge. It's the young guys aren't going to feel comfortable enough. I mean, hell, they're just trying to figure out where things are right now. You know, it's just such a whirlwind for them, and for us to expect them to take that kind of a leap, especially when Christian Campbell's not hitting good. He's not going to feel real good. Like, say, you know, there'll be some eye rolls if it's Christian Campbell kind of in Marcelo. I'm just telling you the dynamic of a locker room, young guys that are unproven or young guys like Christian Campbell that are struggling. Nobody wants to hear from those guys, even though – your point is well intentioned. It's just it that dynamic I don't think is going to be there in this locker room.
And the other thing I'd like to see is, especially if you bring Anthony up and you have Meyer up, or like, figure out a lineup and leave it there. Whatever it is, put Christian Campbell. Alex Cora teased today that Christian Campbell might get to first base in Atlanta. In fact, Lou Merlone, when they were making some moves, pinch hitting, doing things late in the game, Lou thought maybe we would see Christian Campbell at first today, but we didn't. But, you know, he's in a tough spot. He's in a slump. He's in his first year in Major League Baseball. He's playing second base, but he's preparing to play first base. No, if you want him to be your first baseman, put him at first. Put Marcelo Meyer at third. Put Seydon Rafaela, I guess, at short, and Anthony goes to the outfield. Figure out, because they had a lineup and it bit them. You know, they made the comment late in the game, David Hamilton's playing third base for the first time. He doesn't even know how to go around the horn after a strikeout. He doesn't know that he's supposed to get, like, it's funny, but it isn't really funny, Ted, because this is the Boston Reds. You know what I mean? This is a $200 million baseball team that's supposed to be competing with the Yankees and some of these clubs. And, you know, Alex Cora went to the "we're a young baseball club" last year a lot. You know, we got a lot of young players out there learning. They're learning. And then at the end of the year, remember, he said, "This is going to be the last time we struggle." Well, guess what? You were wrong, Alex. You're struggling mightily. You're struggling worse this year than you did last year. You're still a young baseball team that looks like a young baseball team. But if you're going to embrace the youth movement, and you already kind of have because you're a really young baseball team, then fully embrace it and let these guys settle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Lynn, settle into a position where they know every day where I jog to, where I take ground balls, where I prepare to play, where I get the scouting report on how to play. Don't make Christian Campbell take ground balls at first and then go play second base and get the scouting report. What are you supposed to do in second base? Is he supposed to be, you know, at double play depth? Is he supposed to be in? Is he supposed to be shading here? That's a mind you know what for Christian Campbell.
A nightmare for the Red Sox.
I'm not trying to make excuses for him, But that's a bit of a mind bleep for Christian Campbell as he tries to stay above water in a really hard job in Major League Baseball. So bring up Roman Anthony and put all these guys in positions where they can get comfortable. And if you take your lumps, you take your lumps. Because guess what? You're already taking your lumps and you already kind of stink right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's I hear you. Maybe that's true. I mean, to me, you know, golly, Rafi could really help make this simpler if he just would play first base.
I've given up on that.
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
But Alex didn't. Did you hear that audio today? And I don't know if we actually have that. When he was talking about Campbell playing first, he said Devers will not play third. I think Lou actually asked him in the dugout
That's right.
pregame. And then he said, but he didn't close the door on first.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
No, and we keep talking about the other position, but as of now, it's not happening.
Ongoing conversations?
We always have conversations. Yeah.
So
not
first
more.
And third.
Not more. No, no. Third base. He's not going to play third base.
But I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that I'm not misunderstanding. Like, so there have been conversations about first base with him?
We're still talking about the situation, man. Like, this is where we at. You know, there's a chance Christian's going to play first base this weekend in Atlanta. Yeah. You know, like, there's conversations. You know, I don't have to go specifics, but the third base part of it is a no.
You had said about a week ago that Christian was a 2.5 or 3 on the scale of 10. Has he ramped that up and where is...
He did. We talked a few days ago and he's like, I feel confident. So there's a chance he'll play one in Atlanta.
So that was Alex Cora today before the game.
Yeah.
And definitely alluding, I mean, flat out saying that Christian's probably going to play first base in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But definitely leaving the door open for Devers to go to first base, which I like you. I think that would potentially solve a lot of problems and give them better opportunities to create whatever their best lineup is going to be for this mid-stretch of the season. Like Will Fleming said, over the next couple weeks, they could be make or break. You could dig out of this tailspin, dig out of this hole, or you could just bury yourself in a hole that you are not coming back from. So, yeah, it's important.
It is, buddy. And I tell you, it's you know what this team needs? It needs real, genuine leadership. And you know what it would be go a long way is Rafi playing first base. Like going to Alex and saying, you know what, put me at first base. I mean, it would show like that he's not above the team, that, you know what, we're struggling right now. I'm going to take a leadership make a leadership flex, if you will, and play first base, even though I've been reluctant to. It just, that's what this team needs. They have no guidance, no leadership. If they're going to be young, I mean, they were playing so young out there. I mean, you talk about first base, you know, being easy to play. I don't know. I mean, there was a ground ball hit to Sogard in extra innings, and he mistakenly went to field it, and Slayton couldn't get it over to the bag in time for the out. And so it's like, if you just let Christian Campbell get that, and then Nick just go on to first base. So there's nuance to that position is what I'm trying to say, that a lot of us just kind of overlook. And so it's a bloody mess right now. And it's amazing to me how young this team has just overnight gone from, again, most people thought this was at least a playoff team to, wow, we're young and we got to take our lumps and develop. It's just it's mind-boggling to see, Andy.
Yeah, I think we underestimated how young this team was going to be. Even with Bregman, they're a young team. That's one injury, because Casas is another major injury, but he's a young, unproven player. He would mix in with that young group in his third season. And you look at these guys, Duran, still really, like, even the quasi-veterans. I think we underestimated how young this baseball team was going to be and how, you know, so you're blending in rookies with fellow young players who haven't, you know, they're not 4, 5, 6 year veterans. They haven't necessarily hit their stride. And really what covered some of it up was Bregman and his hot start, and then Devers getting hot for a little bit there. But either way, regardless of the injuries, this is going to be a young baseball team. I also need to remind people, you're going to have Must Listen Radio on WEEI Afternoons tomorrow around 2:15 because we had a little schedule change this week, so we didn't talk to Alex Cora yet this week. We'll talk to him Thursday, 2:15, and I don't know how long he's willing to stay, but we got a lot of questions to ask him about positions and call-ups and motivations and where this season is going. So, Ted, I hope you got your Big J journalism glasses on tomorrow, because that's going to be an interesting one.
I mean, it is, because obviously of all the interviews we've done to this point, it just doesn't feel like the heat was turned up quite like it will be. There's a lot of people the last few weeks just kind of starting to look at Alex Cora more. I just think of just more under scrutiny. He is Alex Cora, so he's got to be feeling that. And I just don't. I mean, when you looked at this team before the season started, it felt like there was options everywhere. Like he could just really kind of tinker with lineups and with who was going to play in the field every single day. And now it's like they have no good options anywhere for a lot of the positions. It's just it's incredible. I mean, there's guys that, you know, I mean, Tanner Houck let the team down. But, you know, Tristan Casas gets hurt.
Yep.
Alex Bregman gets hurt. And these are there's a domino effect to all of these things that it just all of a sudden this team that looks stacked and loaded looks real thin and shaky as hell right now.
And you look at it, and we've touched on this, but at some point I have to think it's an impossibility for them to play the way they're playing and for Alex Cora, Andrew Bailey, and Pete Fatsy to all keep their jobs. I mean, and I was reading in The Athletic today, Jen McCaffrey brought up Pete Fatsy might be the most likely candidate because of a lot of the issues they're having at the plate. And I'm not saying that's fair or unfair. We can have that argument a different day. Yeah. But there's usually a scapegoat. There's usually a fall guy. There's usually somebody that pays for significant underachievement. And this is viewed as significant underachievement right now. So we'll talk to Alex Cora tomorrow here on WEEI Afternoons at 2:15. Up next, we got to touch on the Patriots because they got their own little firestorm down in Foxborough. Had OTAs today. But Stephon Diggs, he is going to be their new star number one receiver. He's also their biggest controversy right now. Stephon Diggs, not at OTAs and doing some interesting things on a boat somewhere. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.